Well, we should have got something out of it. I thought we, Middlesbrough were the better team first half, but I thought we were the better team second half, and certainly had a lot of pressure and a lot of domination. It was an infinitely better performance from the weekend, so we can take a lot of encouragement from that going forward.
That meeting you had in the week has obviously paid some dividends. Like you said, it was a vastly improved performance.
Yeah, but Heskey's fit now. You know, Benny Amos has come in and been excellent, so we've got a little bit of stability and physical presence, which we've missed. You know, we haven't won a game away from home since Sheffield Wednesday when Heskey and Davis played, and you know, you can tell that's what you need sometimes away from home. And I thought Emil was terrific. He led the line brilliantly, kept getting us into the game in good areas. We just lacked a little bit of quality at the final bit, but we should have scored tonight. You know, we had some really good chances at the end.
Yeah, did you hurt your foot on that water bottle carrier, by the way, when you kicked you into the dugout? I thought you.
No.
Yeah, well, thank God for that. Again, you said Emil Heskey was absolutely magnificent tonight. He really did lead the line like a Trojan up front for you.
Yeah, I mean, he's got great qualities. You know, we've had a horrendous run of injuries, and I know I sound like a broken down record, but we have played three out of the top six or seven teams in this division away from home as well. So it's been a difficult run. We knew it would be a difficult run if we had all the bodies available. So could we have done better? Certainly on Saturday we could have played a lot better. But the squad has been decimated. Now we're starting to see fruits of that starting to improve again. And you can see that in the way we've played. So, you know, going into the next two home games has given us a lot of encouragement, obviously.
You're a bit disappointed in the pass that undid you for the goal.
Yeah, we've switched off. Yeah, it was a straight pass, and he shouldn't be in that position. We should have had it covered. You know, we've defended quite well tonight. We were comfortable in the second half. We had no real worries in the second half at all, and just really disappointed we didn't get something out of it.
Yeah, I mean, you said about the simple stuff on Saturday. It seemed like they were getting the majority of it right today.
Yeah, we a lot of second balls. You know, we defended a lot better. You know, we were a little bit tentative the first half, which is maybe a hangover from the weekend, but you could see them growing in confidence as the game went on, and I thought we took a real hold in midfield, and we pushed Berta back for long periods of the game.
What's the next step now then, Neil? Because you need to get out of a rut, really, don't you?
Well, yeah, we've got two home games that you're hoping that we can, you know, bear some points. So that's the ultimate aim. We win the next two games and start climbing the table again.
Mentioned Ben Amos there, nearly almost got an equaliser for you as well.
Yeah, I mean, they've won off the line. You know, I thought Lafondre's was a great chance, you know, and you'd expect them to hit the target. And then, you know, we've had crosses into the box and a few chances. I thought the referee again was totally influenced by the crowd. He wasn't strong enough for me tonight at times. But we've come away from home and we've looked like we're going to score, and we look like a good team at this level against one of the best teams in this division, so that's much, much better from our point of view.
Neil, you must have been chuffed with the way your defence performed tonight. I mean, in that first half there was a little bit of a barrage, and David Wito on his return to his old club was magnificent.
Yeah, he had a great game tonight. That's far more like him. You know, Moxie was pretty steady. You know, Josh Vella again grew into the game as we went on, so you know, Dorian had his bits and pieces, but in the main he was okay. But yeah, Wheeler was outstanding tonight, and we need that type of performance. We haven't had that from our centre halves of late, so it's good to see him coming back into real form again.